Republicans used their time in the spotlight earlier this month to present a picture of unity, tolerance, and openness. A parade of women, minorities, and even an openly gay congressman all took center stage in Philadelphia, many of them in prime time. But Minnesota's DFLers weren't impressed. State Party Chair Mike Erlinson says the image of diversity contrasts with a record and a platform of indifference.
And I think what we witnessed in Philadelphia was a Republican Party that was doing its very best to turn over the sort of the best new leaf. We saw them bringing forward and not really policy proposals, but putting on an image that the Republican Party does not seem to really reflect when you look at their long track record.
Minnesota's population includes about 7% racial minorities, according to census estimates, but the state's 68-member GOP delegation contained only one African American as an alternate, or less than 2%. By contrast, the DFLers overrepresent the state minority population. They're sending 28 minority representatives out of a total of 103 delegates and alternates. And Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe says the Democrats' measure of diversity runs deeper than that.
If you discuss agricultural policy and you don't have farmers, I'm not sure if you're going to get the right kind of discussion. If you're discussing problems of the disabled, and you don't have people with disabilities at the table, I'm not sure if you're going to get the right kind of discussion. Well, that's why it's important.
While the two parties wrestle over the title of most diverse, their respective conventions will be alike in at least one important regard. Democrats will arrive in L.A. with most of the party's significant business having been decided in advance, including their nominees for the top of the ticket. Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sells-Belton is leading the state delegation. She describes the convention as an elaborate pep rally.
And then we're going to be geared up, fired up, if you will, to then make sure that we deliver on our commitment to the delegates at that convention and to ensure that Vice President Al Gore gets elected president and Senator Lieberman becomes the Vice President of the United States of America.
Delegate Stephen Davis is from Brooklyn Center. This is his first trip to a national convention. He says the event still retains its importance, even if it's lost much of its drama.
Many times we shy away because it's scripted. But even in that scripting, there is a message. And you have to clearly listen to how each party presents themselves, because it's really the people who are responsible for running the country and not the politicians.
The convention opens later today and runs through Thursday, when Vice President Al Gore is expected to accept the party's nomination. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.